And that's why we have, like in university, you have teachers, you cannot learn by yourself. You have teachers. Islam, you cannot learn Islam by yourself. You have ulama, scholars. Also spirituality, perfection, to make yourself perfect, you need, people are in this field to guide you. What to do in order that you can reach quickly, because they have already went through that whole stage of experience through their also their guide and their guide and their guide, and they formulated Allah wa kunu ma'a al-sabiq, fear Allah or be aware of Allah and be with trustworthy people. Trustworthy are not necessarily scholars. You have a scholar, he might be alim, but he's not trustworthy. He doesn't do according to what he knows from his Islamic alim. He might give a speech, but he doesn't follow the one. So you need this sincere, humble servant of Allah. That thank you. What's your name?
Nasser.
Nasser. Abdullah.
I was named after. I was born in 51 around that time. So.
What's your last name?
Javed.
Javed. All Pakistani Javed.
Javed.
Big tribe.
Big tribe. Yes.
But all of them, they fight.
Because I remember the earlier.
We have Hashemi also.
Hashemi, they don't fight.
No, they don't fight. They don't fight.
So how did you get started?
Me?
Nothing, you are good because we don't dare ask these questions.
Very good.
You're doing good.
We cannot ask you. To be very honest, I came to talk to you and to learn.
That's very good.
And it would be very unfair for me to not try to learn. And try not to. It's like, you know, I'm in front of a, you know, what you call.
I started.
You know his background.
I started in a family that is all religion. And my uncles, till today, they are the Mufti of Lebanon. And also my father, my uncle to my mother. My father was the, what they call him, Sheikh Bandar Jaqir.
He was the leader of the merchant.
The merchant, the whole business area in Beirut. And he used to bring all the clients and things before ulama to our home, invite them for dinner. So I was raised in such a
environment.
So from my childhood, I learned Islam through my uncle, because my uncle was the highest authority in Islam in Lebanon. He used to, after Fajr day and after Asr every day, scholars come, they sit, and he sits and teach them. Not students, scholars. He used to teach them. So I used to go when I was young, sitting. And then in the evening, after time, I used to go where he teach, in the big masjid in Lebanon. And also these scholars come and they sit with him for 1 hour or 2 hours, and he teach them on the four schools of Islam, Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali, Hanafi. So I used like that, all my family was raised like that. And then on the age of 10, and all of them, they were spiritual people. So we were built up on spirituality and on the external knowledge and internal knowledge. Means on the obligation and on faith and stand, how to balance these things. Because without balancing, you cannot do. So like that, I was built up. And, Alhamdulillah, it gave me a way of, they guided me in the way that you feel. That's one point in spirituality, is humbleness. If you are humble, if you build up humbleness in yourself, everything will open up in spirituality. Spirituality, the key for spirituality is humbleness. You have to show your humbleness to every person, even to the child, even to the elder, even to the same age. You have to show humbleness, not arrogance. Even if you know more, you make yourself you don't know in front. You know, keep good relationship. So this is how we have been raised. And between ulama, I know my father home never a night without 100 alim or 70 alim or 50 alim sitting there, learning and reading, and he invites them for food and so on. So this is how to build a community. This is how to build Islam in this country. Unfortunately, we don't have this. In my house up in North California, in San Francisco, a little bit up near Stanford University, we have a masjid and we have the house. I have the house open 24 hours. Two separate doors. One door is for the family, my family and children up, and then downstairs is for, it is like a zawiya, khanqah. It's open. You go inside, you eat, you drink, you sleep, you go. You learn. Nothing else. Nothing is asked from you.
You don't pay.
You don't pay. If you pay, you don't come. Then people begin to feel love that, and they feel this harmony between the people there, how they are together in a harmony. They are all converts, mostly our group is converts. We have lot of Pakistanis, but the converts come stay with me more. So how they build up this relationship, you feel that there is something there, love is between everyone and so on. So you will feel happiness. This is how to build. If every alim here turn up his house into evenings like that, you find all the Muslims coming together. Unfortunately, Muslims are not together. You don't see. You see only in events like that. This will not build the community. They have masajid, but masajid, children, they don't like to go to masajid. You don't take to them to masjid. If you, now some people they might complain or criticize me. I say don't take your children to masjid, because if you take, they think that you are pushing them, forcing them to go there. They don't want. They run away. But make such evening look. They are singing happy birthday. If you give them such kind of evening sitting, some jokes, some entertainment, little bit one person recite Quran, encourage them like that, they will be happy. Little bit music, they complain, Muslims they complain about it, because I say music is no problem.
So they listen it when they're alone, in public they don't.
Especially rap music. So sorry, that, so these things we have,
Shafiq.
These things we have to build it up.
Then our
I would like this.
No, you have. This is for you. I'm like Harifio. I'm like. Anybody milk, sugar?
Yeah. I can just put it here.
Yeah.
So if we build our relationship on such things, then you find love is between the Muslims. Unfortunately, you don't find that. They will tell you, oh, this is America, we are working. What's working? Everyone at 7 o'clock finish or 8 o'clock. Bring the children together, let them play together. Take them to Disneyland. Disneyland haram. What haram? Disneyland haram. What haram?
All the people I've met spoken to, you're very different, to say the least.
What?
You're very different.
This is if they want my way is different, but on myself I am strict.
But on people,
I cannot. They have to go this way.
At what time do you think it's necessary to be strict? If you're strict on yourself, don't you think knowing the good from the bad and you making it on yourself strict, is that supposed to mean that you feel that to be good you have to be strict, and therefore what about the other group?
No, but I think I agree with Sheikh, because, you know, what right I have to be strict with you? If God wanted,
you,
he could have been strict with
at
you
what
himself.
What time the other group becomes strict?
Who is the other group?
The people that you preach to. I mean, if they just take it on levity and
No. Because we take step by step.
Okay.
When they see me strict on myself, they begin later to be shy from themselves.
They become like, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah. When they see, I leave them. I don't say anything. And they do as they like. Sometimes we pray, they don't pray. They come with sometimes with miniskirts. Never mind, leave them with miniskirts. Sometimes uncovered, leave them uncovered. But slowly they begin to see that one is covered, that one is covered. They feel shy, they feel tend to cover. They feel wants to pray with us, they come and pray.
In other words, don't oblige them, but let them come it from
them. Don't force them,
let them come it from it.
So this is our way, and they when they become on our way, look, they become like that. They become like that. Look, she's still on the way.
When she becomes like that, she has to have a mutasbih also as well.
This is her type. I don't have.
She was one step ahead.
She is one step So, but unfortunately, our ulama, they are very strict. They are very strict. And that's why I know, I am sure 100%, they make the children, they run away.
They make us also.
We go there, we just pray, eat. We don't listen to them. No,
there's
nothing being told to you.
Yes, good, but you are giving them your money, that they are building their poison mosque. This is more important. Yeah.
Pretty soon they're having memberships, you know. So they don't carry your membership card.
That's the most dangerous. Means you are sponsoring their misguidance. Now, this is a big issue, but I do not like to go in it. What Allah wants.
It's okay. We are like family, you know. Yeah. And you know, again, you should not be afraid of anybody.
I'm not. If I was afraid, I would not never put that unity conference. It was a successful conference. It was a successful event. It brought 8,000 people together on love. They boycott me in the massage here in order not to promote it. And by although they kept 8,000 people, and you have lot of converts, and I brought lot of speakers, 125 speakers
from all over
the world. Some countries, they boycott their speakers to come here. They force them to stay in their country. We know whom and whom. And only why? Because it's going to be a danger on what they have planned since 32 years on their agenda. So they don't want that. So unfortunately, how you want to work is difficult.
The danger is very clear, because you might make people like Islam.
That's what they are surprising them. Why converts are coming to to Islam through this group and not coming in big numbers, and not coming through their groups in big numbers.
We even need converts among ourselves.
Where is massage?
Islam was spread by Sufis mainly.
Yeah.
People
everywhere.
Indian continent.
Particularly in our area.
Yeah.
India, Pakistan. Yes.
And now, look the ignorant brother
Nasser.
I have, I brought 6 Egyptian sheikhs from Azhar to North California. The embassy told me the only people that they have been given 6 alim is your foundation. All other massages that they asked for ulama, they got 1.
Mm-hmm.
I got 6. Why? Because they promised me, Egypt promised me to send Sheikh al-Azhar, the biggest sheikh of Muslims, in Tantawiland, Sayyid
Tantawiland,
of Egypt, to come for the unity conference. But since he was not able for his too much work, so they want to compromise for that, they send me 6 alim. So since we have too much alim, so what to do with them? Too much. So other massages begin to ask if they can take some. I said, yes, take. So when the ulama came, I checked, I asked them some questions so I know what kind of background they have. It's the same background as we have. So when they went to the massages, they found completely different background in the massages people are building in their mind. So I don't want to go into these issues because it's very controversial. We don't want to make So, but I want to come to the question that they raised to these ulama, scholars, big scholars. They said to them, what is the difference between a Sunni and a Sufi? The difference between and the Sunni and the Sufi and the Qadiani and whatever. So it was a big surprise. When you ask what is the difference between, I remember, Sunni, Sufi, Salafi. This is a big surprise to show ignorance. This is, this you take, from Baraka. Educated person, engineer or a doctor or a businessman ask this question. This is a child in our country will not ask this question. What is the difference between Sunni, Salafi and Sufi? When you say Sunni, everything comes under Sunni. It is the heart of Islam. How you say Salafi? Salafi comes under Sunni. Sufi comes under Sunni. You cannot be a Sunni, a Muslim Sunni, if you are not a Salafi or a Sufi. So how you ask this question? They want to show that Sunni is Muslim and Sufi is a cult. They want to hit on that issue. Your own ulama in the Muslim countries are Sufis. If they don't know, let them know and learn this issue. All ulama, majority of ulama, 90% of ulama in the Muslim countries nowadays, they have tariqah. That's why we say, when I used to go to, I was telling you about my uncle used to go to his dars with all these 100 alim or 150 alim after Fajr. They come from all types of places. So they ask each other, you are what? They say Shafi'i or Maliki or Hanbali. What's your madhab? They don't ask, you are Sunni. Sunni, it's known. You cannot ask that question. What's your madhab means? What is your way of guidance? Maliki, like you in Pakistan, mostly are Hanafi. We are in Lebanon Shafi'i. In Egypt, Shafi'i. Some of them Maliki. In Syria, there is Hanafi, there is Shafi'i. So Hanbali in Gulf area. North Africa is Maliki. So these are 4 schools of Islam. Then they ask, what is your mashrab? Your way of the taste. Dawqiyat, what kind of drink you drink, this this that comes through guidance from the mouth of the Sheikh. He says Shaziri or Naqshbandi or Qadiri or Rufa'i or Shisti or Alawi or this or that. It is not contradictory to Islam that they are spreading in the mind of Muslims in this country and in Europe. So they were asking this ulama of Azhar this question, which a child in our country would never ask that question. So if our, and those people are the board of a masjid. You find a businessman or a businessman who might be drunk all the day. He might be elected on a board of the masjid and doesn't know anything from Islam, and he wants to direct the masjid because it's election. Did you see in our country, in the Muslim country, that masajid is controlled by election? Masajid has to be guided by good ulama, scholars, imams.
But you know, of course, all the boards are, I have no respect for them, but all the alims in masjid, you need somebody to tie them down. They're very dumb and stupid.
So, you know, there is no ulama.
Somebody needs to tell them so that they don't do more damage to Islam.
Sorry, you don't have alim then.
We don't have alim.
That's the question.
Otherwise, they're doing more damage to Islam.
They interview me in up north. They have a conference, I think in March. A bridge, how to build a bridge between the ulama, scholars, and the community. And they came to take a report from me. I said, first show me an alim in the Bay Area. Show me one alim.
Yeah.
What are the requirements of an alim? They are either engineers or doctors. They read 100 hadith. They read 200 verses of Quran. They become ulama. Alim is that one who spent 13 years of education in Islamic religion. Is an alim. Must be graduated and must be given authority on Islam. We don't have. So this is, we lack of ulama. And not only ulama, we don't want ulama coming from Middle East. We want ulama that they come from Middle East, they spend 4 or 5 years here, learn the language, learn the culture, then direct Muslim. Or else Muslim are going to run away.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true. I think it's very critical to know the culture.
Yeah.
Because being from Middle East is trying to transplant the Middle Eastern ideas into a culture which is completely different.
It will not work. And above that, you find instead they are very strict, and they bring the problems of their countries, they made it inside the masjid. So you find in the masjid, if we take for example Yemen, they have 3-4 parties in Yemen. You find them inside the masjid fighting with each other.
Yeah.
Pakistanis, some with Bhutto, some with Nawaz Sharif.
Yeah.
Lebanese, one with Amal, one with Hezbollah, one with
Falange.
Allah knows.
Habashi
also. Sorry, this is a big problem, and that's why we cannot. Our children are running. We are happy bringing converts, but our children are running.
Yeah, because we might be bringing a few converts, but you bring in 10 leaves. Two come, 50 leaves. So the net will be
big problem. This is America. It's very dangerous.
How many can consider our children who were born and raised in this country? They need these kind of education. Rather than the direct approach.
You find a convert coming to Islam, mashallah, he will be more perfect in Islam than a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
In his aqidah. We Muslims, we raised Muslims, we are running, they are coming.
See, a convert is somebody who is by choice. Some of us were born Muslims. Like you're born handicapped.
Yeah.
So you think, oh no, I was born in Muslim family. Okay. I have to live with that now. It's like a handicap.
So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that open on the Muslim community, send a heavenly support. Without heavenly support, is no way now to bring Muslim. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in the last days, knowledge will be taken up. Yurfa al-ilm. Ilm will be lifted up. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, how ilm will be lifted up? The Quran will be taken, Allah will take it back to heaven. He said, no. But yukbadu al-ulama, scholars will be
captured,
will be dead, will die. When a scholar dies, no replacement. This new scholar, my sheikh gave them a good expression in the unity conference. He said, plastic scholar. Like you have plastic food, or this fruit, it's shiny, but it's nothing, no taste. This scholars of the many scholars of today, not all, they are shiny, but no taste. They are dry.
Yeah.
And they make religion dry. So people run from it. They don't like it. So this is our problem. Inshallah,
So you're based in Bay Area?
I travel all around, but my home is in the Bay Area.
So inshallah, we can meet again then.
You are most welcome anytime. You come.
He might be here on the 14th.
He is inviting us to his house on the 14th. So it is not Eid. So it's going to be a big dinner.
So Tariq, I invite myself to your house.
Okay, very good. And you ever thought about moving to Southern California? We'll convince you.
Yeah, inshallah. When we put a church, convert a church to a mosque. I am looking for a church to buy, to convert it into a masjid. Abdul Majid, he said he wants to put the money.
Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, wa ni'amil kafi mazidah. Kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azim sultanik, ni'mat jalilullah, barakat khadirullah, shafa'a ya rasulullah. اللهم زد ولا تخلي إلى حضرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه الكرام وحي أبائنا وأمهاتنا حضرة أستاذنا أستاذ أستاذنا سبحانه الفاتحة. Thank you.